how do driven entrepreneurs like you and me, who want to play the game of life at our full potential, actually do that so that we net seven figures a year and experience the overall exceptional life? It's all about leveraging our most valuable asset, our brain. But how do we train our brain to actually rewire our autopilot so that all of the right actions and focus happens automatically without thinking as we create the exceptional life in business, health, and our significant other relationships? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that answers them. This is where your net seven figures a year freedom begins. Welcome, I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell.
And today we are going to talk about the idea of creating happiness. And so, John, why don't you kick us off?
Okay, I'd be glad to. So here's how happiness works. The mind thrives on order. So think about this. Mind thrives on order. And everything that comes into your consciousness is evaluated relative to your goals. So things that support your goals make you happy. Things that go contrary to your goals make you unhappy. And I'll give you an example of this. Let's say that one of your goals is financial security. And let's say you go into to work one day and the boss calls you up and says, hey, let me visit with you. You go and visit with, you know, this may not be good, but you go and see the boss and he says, well, we're going to let you go. This is just not working out. Well, as you get that information, you in that moment are unhappy because that new information has created disorder in the mind. Well, you're bummed out. You are unhappy. And so you drive home, you pack up your stuff and you're driving home and you're still unhappy. You go to dinner, you're unhappy. And you're just really in a lousy mood. And this maybe goes on for a couple of days, but maybe a couple of days later, you wake up and go, well, like it or not, I got to get a new job. And so how am I going to do that? So you sit down at your kitchen table and you scratch out, well, here's the plan for getting the new jobs. Here's the six things I got to do. And well, guess what? You are now creating order in the mind. And again, the mind thrives on order. And that unhappiness now is replaced with order. And you're back to a relatively happy state. But I think that that's a good example of how the mind thrives on order. You want to share any thoughts you have on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think too, just to, simplifying this even further, I want you to think about a time right now where you felt overwhelmed. You know, where it's been, you know, where you've been in that state of overwhelm. And let's say you've sat down and you just wrote a to-do list even, you know, or organized your thoughts and got some of what's in your head out onto paper. You know, that usually immediately begins to alleviate stress because you've started to organize your thoughts. Again, the mind thriving on order, breaking it down even more simply. When your desk or your environment looks like a bomb went off in there, you know, and is, right. You know what I mean? Like you're experiencing that environment that you're in is creating disorder in the mind. You know, and then think about anytime you organize something in your house or anytime you clean up your desk, you know, and get things set right or set up for the next day, how you immediately feel like, that is exactly, you know, what you're talking about in action, you know, working in action and the mind thriving on order and disorder causing chaos in your mind.
Right. Well, you know, I tell you, I think what all of us want more than anything else is control over our life, mm-hmm. you know, which is another way of saying order, I think.
Yep.
Right.
Yep, absolutely.
And I see that in like with our methodology, when you're creating this immense clarity about yourself and each area of your life to a level beyond what you've experienced before, it creates this immense sense of control, and that control makes you happy. I mean, I see today, you know, and I think you're probably the same way, you know, when money was the big thing, you know, that was one thing, and sort of attaining that goal of financial security was really pleasing and made us happy. But the longer term aspect of this methodology is that it gives you control over your life, and you play the game of life at 100% of your capability rather than 20%. And boy, that makes you happy. At the end of the day, I think, you know, when we all clock out for the last time, we would just want to know that we played the game of life at our full potential. And if you feel that way, you're going to feel happy. You buy that?
Yeah, absolutely. I do. And I want to share a quick story here really quick that connects to this really well. So it's this, I mean, really, to break it down very simply, there are only two things that you can control in your life, your thoughts and your actions. So let's reflect back at the beginning of the pandemic. I hate to bring that up,
right?
But it is April of 2020. Hmm. And I've got businesses that are related to staffing and to recruiting. And the bottom is falling out of everything. Contracts are canceling, and orders are being pulled. They're being suspended. Two major revenue streams stop, you know, and I'm like, you know, the sky is falling. You know, I know many people listening can relate to that as business owners going through that really challenging time. Having control over, so in my template, in my methodology, there are two things you can control. So anytime you start to feel overwhelmed, there are two things you can control: your thoughts and your actions. And I remember us having a conversation,
yeah,
and you reminding me of that and saying, what can you control? You can only control your thoughts and your actions. So what are you going to do? You can't control the pandemic. That's right. That's a circumstance. But what you can control is how you respond to it, and then the action that you take to move forward and work yourself through this time. And I think, and then in doing that, I mean, I had definitely a couple of really dark days, but once that kicked back in, because that plays to all of like your baseline, what our brains are designed for, right? Fear, negativity, that hit every one of my buttons. Money, fears about money, like it hit every one of my buttons.
And steroids.
On steroids. So having this methodology and reflecting back on that, and then that being ingrained in me every day, and what was influencing my autopilot every single day was, as soon as I started to feel like that overwhelmed, it was what can you control? You can't control that. You can control turning off the TV and stop watching the news. You know what I mean? You can control that, you know, and then the actions that you take with your businesses to get things set up right, applying for the PPP, all of that stuff.
Right.
So, but my ability to navigate that time, and as you know, I hope everybody understands this in the context that I'm sharing it. I was able to make it through that and be as happy as one can be, looking at the right side of that as much as I could the whole time. And had I not had this methodology, and had I not been practicing that, there's no way I would have been able to navigate it, to be happy, for my mind to have any sort of order whatsoever, because everything just felt so disordered at that time period. So I don't know whether you can more succinctly kind of wrap up what I'm saying, John, but and in connecting it to the happiness topic, but controlling your thoughts and actions and the mind thriving on order create a peace. I was at peace during that time, even though there was absolute chaos around me. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, I love that story because it's the flip side of happiness. You know, it's unhappiness caused by an external factor, and that was completely out of your control. And so I think it's a great example. But as we wrap it up today, you know, the takeaway is that if you're unhappy, it's because there's disorder in the mind. And all you have to do is reinstate order in the mind, however you might do that. But I've used that simple philosophy for many, many years, and it is powerfully simple and effective. So if you want to learn more, go to thinkitbeit.com and or email me at john@thinkitbeit.com or kelly@thinkitbeit.com, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening today. If you've had your own aha moment from today's episode, send me or John an email. We'd love to share your epiphany with our audience. So email us at kelly@thinkitbeit.com or john@thinkitbeit.com. In the meantime, live the exceptional life.